Well, good morning. It's Friday. It's a big Friday for me. We're heading down to the Tim Pool compound, not because I'm cool, but because my children are cool. Tim Pool and the gang, they're doing the grand opening today of the new studio and the new skate park, Boonies HQ. They're having a contest invite only, and they invited my cheerins. So right after this, I'm driving to Maryland. This is the first time we've done a follow-up case in the 500 episodes that we've done. Today's the first time we've done a follow-up case. Feel-good story, but also something important to talk about. And I guess before we hit to the intro, you can think about this. If you were a cop and something like this happened in your department or to one of your friends, would you have the composure? Would you have the intestinal fortitude to treat the suspect, now, I guess, victim, gunshot victim by police? Would you have that inside of you to treat that suspect like these fine officers treated this suspect? That's what we're breaking down today. It's the Jaremy Smith case. The Jaremy Smith case, brought to you by GhostBed.com/Wolfpack, FactorMeals.com/Wolfpack50. Hit it, Joshua.
The growing calls across the nation to defund the police.
To end policing as we know it.
Off the charts violence in New York City. 11 people shot in just 8 hours on Sunday.
This is about the police officers who every single day put on that uniform and they run towards danger when we run away from it.
Guns up, giddy up. We got an anti-hero, and I got a little special guest that just popped in the studio today. Elkin Tansy, 6 years old. What do you got going on this weekend, Elkin? What you got going on this weekend?
We are going to Tim Pool's compound.
Oh, going to Tim Pool's compound. Who are you going to see this weekend?
Tim Pool.
And who else?
Richie Jackson.
Oh, Richie Jackson, one of your favorite pro skaters. You going to do any tricks for the contest?
I'm going to see if I can do the early grab over hip.
Early grab over the hip? What about the spine? You going to try to do early grab over the spine or no?
I am.
You are? That was the one trick you said you were going to do. Yeah. I'm excited to see it this weekend. Are you excited? Are you nervous?
No.
You'll be the youngest kid there for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think there'll be any kids there except us.
Yeah, I think you'll be the only kids there. All right, homie, you got anything else?
Can I get a hoi-ya?
That's why we don't like kids on the show. Anyway, Tyler from Anti-Hero Podcast. What's going on, homie?
What's up, man?
Dude, just getting ready for this trip, man. This is it's going to be a fun weekend. I'm a big Tim Pool fan. I don't know if you are.
Are you working like your way onto his podcast? Are you trying to network into the kids?
You know, I'm not. I'm really not. You know, it's about the kids. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to feel like, I don't want to be that guy that's trying to, you know what I mean? Over, like, I'm not trying to use my kids to get a Tim Pool.
What's the point of having kids?
Well, I know.
If they don't turn pro and get you into Tim Pool's fucking compound.
You know, last time we went to Tim Pool's place, when we got invited a few months ago, Tim said 3 words to me. Hey, I'm Tim. Good to meet you. Something like that. That was it. That's all I got.
He's maybe like a Asperger's, where he's super smart, but he doesn't have social skills.
You know, either that or, you know, when you're talking on podcasts for like 12 hours a day, which I think he podcasts literally for 12 hours a day, you probably don't want to talk to guys like me.
That's fair.
Or anybody.
Or you're brain dead. You're just like shot.
You're just like, you just want to go skate. You know what I mean? Like, you just want to get in your zone. You don't want some dude like me trying to kiss your ass or like whatever. So he didn't even, but you know what? He was really good with the kids. I think he was really impressed by them. Like, there's a bunch of video where he's like looking at the cameras, like, did you just see that? You know? And I know he's been training really hard for this contest. Tim Pool has, he's been mentioning it on his, it's his contest, but you know, and he's been training really hard on it, and they're opening up the new Boonies HQ, which I think is really cool. If you're not into that kind of thing, they're having a new studio. Yeah, they did get a shadow ban on YouTube this week. They deleted like 3 years. They went back 3 years ago and pulled 3 episodes and gave them violations. And I don't know if they're demonetized at this point or whatever. But again, it happens like right at the key point of election season. And if you guys have been following any of our shows here on the Firestop podcast channel, the political news that we do on Wednesday, I said June is going to be like, it is going to start escalating in June. Like, you've never seen it. It's already starting. We're at 911 dispatch just went down from like a cyber attack. Yeah. that they may or may not be a Chinese cyber attack. Now they're saying this bridge was possibly an attack, or it's more likely that it's an attack, right? Well, I knew it. As soon as he came out 6 or 7 hours after the incident, Biden came out and said, this is not a terrorist attack. I was like, yep, it's a terrorist attack, because he hasn't said anything that fast yet. The Lahaina fire, it took him 11 days to say anything. Palestine, Ohio, he didn't say anything for months and months. But in this bridge collapse, he came out within hours and was like, it's not a terrorist attack. So I was like, okay, it must be a terrorist attack. So, I think it's heating up at the Tim Pool guys. They've got the whole coffee thing going. They've got this new Boonies HQ skate thing going. And for those of you who are like, what the fuck are you even talking about right now? Richie Jackson is a pro skater with one of the best Thrasher parts. He's linked up with Tim Pool, and they built a skate compound. They fly like the Don't Tread on Me flag. It's very kind of like, it's very kind of like anti what skateboarding has become right now, which is like the blue hair, the mental illness nose ring scene. It's not really like a counterculture scene. It's like a, you know, there were guys that like were opting to wear masks while skateboarding at the skate park. I, you know, in my teens, you would have never seen that. Like, you just wouldn't have seen it. Like, skateboarders particularly would have been like, yeah, go fuck yourself. Yeah, I'm not punk. Doing anything.
Well, it's the same thing as what punk music's turned into. Now you go to a show back when punk was, let's say, still good, and 20 years ago, you know, you go to a show and you tell punks what to do, and they're like, you understand I'm a punk. I'm literally not going to do anything you tell me. And now you go to any punk band show, and it's blue-haired liberals that are all COVID fucking scared and, you know, Trump haters, and it's just not punk.
It's not punk at all. Matter of fact, we were at the skate park a few months ago, and a guy came over to me and he was like, are you the dad of those kids? And I was like, I am. And he was like, you let them skate with Tim Pool? And I was like, excuse me. He's like, yeah, I saw it on Instagram. And I was like, yeah, of course. He was like, why would you let them skate with that racist? And I was like, oh shit. Is he racist? What can you tell me what he did racist? And he was like, fuck you. He's like, I bet you're a Trumper too, aren't you? And I was like, dude, like, you just came to me at the skate park and started talking shit. Like, what do you like? You're the crazy one here, buddy. You're the psycho. I'm just here watching my kids skateboard. By the way, thanks for watching my family so closely that you knew that they went and hung out with Tim Pool, I guess. In the live chats, a lot of people up in here. Murph 530, Abby Ellsworth from On Being a Police Officer podcast. We got Marines Bloodbath back with us this week. Paid members, Falconator, Loren, Deadleg, Nichecan says, we defy. Don't have any more cash for that. Murph 530 says, anyone donate to Defy? We need to see Tans and Ant, sweaty pile of man. We're going to jump into this break round of Ja Remy Smith. By the way, no, we did not spell Ja Remy Smith wrong. That is how his parents spelled his name. We'll get into that because I have a theory about people who come from, we'll get into it. I don't want to spoil it right now. But the We Defy Foundation gives money, scholarships to wounded veterans and disabled veterans so that they can do jujitsu on scholarship for free. They're doing an event. I am a We Defy scholarship athlete under the scholarship, and they're doing a fundraiser at my gym. The We Defy Foundation, it's nationwide. They're doing, they do a lot on the West Coast, but they're doing some stuff over on the West, on the East Coast the next couple of months. So they're, and on the end of May, I think it's May 27th, they're doing a live event at the gym that I train at, Gracie Raleigh. And for every $20 that we raise on this show, I will be rolling for 1 minute straight. Right now we're up over $300. The goal is, if we get to $1,200, I will be rolling with Conservative Anthony. He will fly up here and I will be rolling with him. He'll be the last roll in an hour of rolling without stopping. And I'll be doing it in a Speedo. So if you want to super chat $5, $10, $20, let me know. We're already up over $300, trying to get to $1,200. Again, all this money, all of it. Not a percentage of it, all of it. 100% of the money that you super chat that says We Defy under it goes straight to the We Defy Foundation to support a wounded veteran or disabled veteran to do jujitsu under scholarship and defy the norm, as they say. It was $1,000. That $1,000 is the goal. But if you do $1,200, Anthony, Conservative Anthony, will fly up. as well and be the last roll in the hour.
I want to see that. I want to see that.
Are they going to be whole thing in a Speedo?
Cheetah print?
No, I'm doing a Hulk Hogan Speedo.
Oh,
if they get to 1,000, if not, I'm just going to do it in my no gi outfit, like a board shorts and a rash guard. But all right. Anyway, Anti-Hero podcast blowing up really quick. What was your last episode of Anti-Hero?
What was the last episode?
Ruby Ridge. The Dan Holloway, Ruby Ridge.
Yeah. Oh, we called out Dan Holloway. In my opinion, we called him out for what he said. He got in the comments. He stuck by what he said, but he was really respectful, and he wants us to debate this on a platform. So,
ooh, that would be fun. I would be extremely excited to hear that and see how it goes. If anybody's a big Dan Holloway fan, like, you never know how it's gonna go. I mean, it was the Anthony Scaramucci episode where he just flipped his shit on the guy. That was insane. There's been a lot of great Dan Holloway moments. So I would love to see this go down personally. Let's get into the Ja Remy Smith. Let's get into the Ja Remy Smith case. Let me play this for you guys real quick.
Jeremy Smith, we are coming for you. I implore you to turn yourself in.
This morning, law enforcement on a cross-country manhunt looking for 33-year-old Jeremy Smith, who they say killed one of their own in cold blood.
The last words Officer Hare uttered on this earth was to offer help to a man who's about to kill him.
Law enforcement say Smith is also a person of interest in the death of 52-year-old Fonicia Machado Four in Dillon County, South Carolina, a paramedic who was reported missing on Thursday and then found dead Friday.
So this is a super sad case. I don't know how familiar you are with it, Tyler, but it all started in PD. In this little town near the PD River, P-E-E-D-E-E. Every time I drive over the PD River, I always wonder what it is. I'm guessing it's some kind of a Native American thing. This happened near PD where Ja Remy, spelled J-A-R-E-M-Y, Ja Remy Smith. And that's important because the spelling of his name is what is going to actually break this entire case. So the spelling Ja Remy Smith is very important. Now, what I think is hilarious is almost every single news outlet has spelled his name incorrectly in the articles, but in the headlines spelled it correctly. Why would they do that? Do you think it's because, like, they knew that his mom spelled his name wrong, and so maybe the media is trying to, like, cover that up and, like, give him some slack?
I have no idea. I didn't know that.
I mean, dude, it's every article. Like, the headline will be spelled correctly, Ja Remy, J-A-R-E-M-Y. But then as you read down in almost every single article, like, I'm looking at one right now from News 13, they have it spelled correctly in the headlines. And then as soon as you get down into the paragraph, it's...
To be fair, when you're typing a report and you have some kind of fucking name, and you're like, I got to type this guy's name at least 25 times in this report, you end up misspelling it a couple times because it's already red underlined anyways. Like, Ja Remy in Word would be red underlined. So,
right. Ja Remy. Yeah. But then they changed German. But here's the thing, though, like, when the name itself breaks the case wide open, had his name not been spelled Ja Remy, he might still be on the loose. I doubt it, but this all comes to a head because his name is spelled so fucked up, and I'll explain that here in a second. But this whole thing starts on a timeline of early March, mid-March, I would say, March 17th. I just want to make sure I have the times right here. He breaks into a house. It was March 15th. They report a 52-year-old paramedic from Florence County. I spent a lot of time in Florence County. My kids skateboard in Florence County quite a bit. It's very close to here. Plus, that's where the closest Bucky's is to my house. So I have to go and get that brisket cheddar sandwich from Bucky's, which is insane. And it's only like $6, dude. It's like the biggest sandwich I've ever had. So she goes missing. They're going to find her a few days later, dead. And Ja Remy Smith is going to be the suspect in here. Later reports that I read that have come out later on this case is that Ja Remy entered her home, held her at gunpoint, had her drive him to a location in her BMW. He then shot her in the head and dropped her off by a pond, and then hauled ass from South Carolina all the way in the direction of New Mexico, where by the time the 16th rolls around, the 16th is when they find her body. On the 17th, so 2 days later, Smith is in Bernalillo County, which is in New Mexico, and Officer Justin Hare, which we covered this case, me and Daniel from Police Law News covered that this portion of the case. He's going to get in the car. He's going to have a flat tire. Justin Hare, the officer, pulls over to give him assistance. Smith gets in the passenger side of Hare's car, shoots Hare in the neck and in the face, pushes his body into the opposite seat, gets in and drives the car away, the stolen squad car away, and then dumps Justin's body, who was still alive, out on a dirt road. At some point, though, when Smith wrecks the car shortly after, down into some woods, and it alerts the emergency tone in the car. And as we covered 2 weeks ago, you can see the frantic, we found his car, but we can't find him. Where is he? And, you know, they find him a little while later on the side of a dirt road where he'd been pushed out of the car, and he's going to die from his wounds later at the hospital. Now, the case gets interesting when Smith goes to a gas station. And there's a 911 call. Josh, are you able to grab that 911 call? I did not grab it. If not,
I can look and see if I can find it real quick, but we don't have it right now.
That's okay. We played it last night when I was on Two Cops, One Donut podcast. And the clerk calls 911 and she says, "Hey, I have a man here that is wanted for killing a paramedic in South Carolina." And the 911 dispatcher is like, "Well, how do you know?" And she's like, "Well, when I asked to see the guy's ID for the cigarettes, his name is Jeremy Smith, and it's spelled the same way as the suspect, Jaremy." Which I think is pretty freaking cool that a gas station clerk in New Mexico recognizes somebody who's wanted. I mean, I guess, you know, because he killed a law enforcement officer, it's probably going to be plastered all over the news. But still, that's pretty impressive. And the fact that she recognizes it's him because of the unique spelling of his name, Jaremy. So Jaremy at this point is on foot. He heads into a neighborhood and they're going to put out an alert to all the, everybody looking, this big massive manhunt that's going on. And they're going to kind of corner him behind some houses. And I'm going to play the body camera footage and then we are going to break it down. Do you have anything before I play the footage?
No, man.
I'm gonna play the whole thing, just so you guys can get the totality of it. The reason why I'm gonna play the whole thing, I want you to pay attention to a couple things. The adrenaline going up once the first set of gunshots happen. I want you to just listen to the breathing of the officer's body camera that we're watching. He hasn't really done anything too athletic yet, but as soon as the first shots ring out, you can tell just an extreme change in his breath, and that's adrenaline. And I think it's really important. A lot of people don't understand adrenaline, and you can really see it in this video. Also, I think what you should pay attention to is how physically fit these guys had to be in this. There's a lot of maneuvering that they had to do, a lot of balance and training. I want you to think about that. So when you're going to the gym or you're training, like, these are maybe the things that you should be training. Because this is how a real gunfight can play out, where you're walking on tightropes, if you will. You're jumping over gates and cattywampus fencing and all these things. Like, just pay attention to the physical fitness in the video, and then you have to be able to sustain a good fight through all of that. I'll go ahead and play the video.
Last number 20. Hey, get over here! I made contact and he's behind 3135. Stop running! He's jumping fences. He's gonna be running. Jumping fences. No! that way, that way, that way. I didn't see him come out. He's this way. He's this way, Sarge. Shots fired. Where's he at?
Pay attention to the breathing now.
Sarge, where's he at?
Jamie, tightropes that bitch.
Where did you last see him, Sarge?
Right here.
Go inside.
You went this way.
For those of you who are just listening, this is like a very deserty neighborhood.
Go inside.
All the houses are separated by brick walls. So they're jumping brick wall after brick wall after brick wall.
Did he jump up here? He's right here. Stop moving. Stop.
So one of the neighbors has the gun.
Don't move. Don't move. What the f*** is going on?
That's the warning custody. Can we double check all three parties for this time?
Get on me.
Don't f***.
I got it.
Yeah, I want you guys to pay attention. Look how calm, how respectful these cops are being. Right now they're doing a cursory search.
Is he shot right now?
Yes, his shoulder is like blown off. Completely broke his arm. You're going to see in a second. I can fast forward it just a little bit.
Okay, bro. We have the permit from the get-go.
So they're putting gloves on now to sit him up. They're going to sit him up gently. And listen.
And he's hit right here. Yeah, he's hit right here.
Yeah, he's right here.
Oh. Hold on. We're going to medical, right?
Oh, all right, please.
Hey, is that
please.
Shears?
Please.
Medical. Hey, give me shears. Give me some shears.
Please.
Shears, get me shears.
Hello, man.
Shears, get me shears.
I got a medical bag right there, dude. I like that one.
Give me the shears. Is that 43 now? Is that 43 now? Have them run code. 254
All right. So, obviously, this guy is begging, please, please, well, begging for.
Let me ask you a question, Eric.
Go ahead.
It's 1994.
Yeah.
This happens.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as body cams.
Yeah.
Every neighbor is inside their house. Mm-hmm. It's just the cops and the boys. Mm-hmm. Not condoning anything, not mm-hmm. saying it's right. Mm-hmm. How do you think that apprehension would have went down?
Way different.
Way different.
I mean, I talked about this with two cops on Donut yesterday. I don't know. I mean, professionalism, right? You have to be professional all the time. You have to be more professional than the dirtbag. But I don't know if, like, there would be zero empathy for me in that. I would go through the motions, Like I would pack it with gauze and do the things that I was trained to do to save his life. But I wouldn't necessarily be talking, and I definitely wouldn't be like telling him he's going to be okay. Or, I mean, listen, is there a rule that says you can't talk shit while you're fixing him?
Like, no, they could get you, you with motherfucker. Like, yeah, they like, get you for like language, but that's
God, not I
like,
hope you fucking die. Like, I hope this has punctured your lung right now. Like, you know, I hope you're gargling and choking on your own blood right now, you know. Really professional on their part.
Yeah.
And good for them. Good for them.
I know that guy at least pre-body worn camera days would have gotten the tune up of his life. He would have been in the urgent care. Not urgent care. Is that what it's called? ICU.
Yeah.
Just for the ass whooping he got after the gunshot. That, and I'm telling you, I don't condone it, but I'm telling you that's how it would have went down. They would have beat the fucking brakes off him for the cold killing of one of their own. This wasn't like he was trying to escape and he shot a cop, which is fucked up and awful. But, I mean, he executed a cop and I feel
and like... And a paramedic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and an EMT paramedic. Like, I mean, I find that just as despicable, if not more despicable. Kidnaps her, takes her down the road, shoots her in the head, and then does the same thing, executes a cop, and then he's like, please, please.
Yeah,
please,
please. Please. I can't breathe.
Please. You know, that it would be hard for me to tolerate now. Like, my go-to back in the day when I wanted to tune somebody up because I know what crime they committed, why they were running, is the whole sliding into their face at a full sprint. So, you know, when they're down on the ground and they're thrown out, you run and then you almost like baseball slide, shabow, right into their face and you pop up over them. So in one motion, it doesn't look like you did anything, but that knee getting into your face. I did it once and I actually had a bruise on my knee where his teeth hit my kneecap. And I was pretty proud of that one. You know, it was like a very good baseball slide. Really, really tough case. Now, we're going to go into it a little bit more because there's more to this case than just that.
Do you know how they, from the call to them being in the backyard, do you know how like they got the call, how they located him, like what resources they had?
She called, the gas station clerk called and said he was walking towards the neighborhood.
Okay.
All right. And so she kept an eye on him and they set up a huge perimeter. And that's when he started running and jumping through fences. And I believe that there was multiple 911 calls because like, so for those of you who are just listening, this neighborhood is set up. I mean, you could fart and your neighbor can smell it, but every yard is separated by cinder blocks. It's almost like that. Well, it's exactly like the movie Sicario. If you remember the beginning scenes of Sicario, each house is separated by a cinder block wall. And so what they're doing is they're just jumping these cinder block walls and then walking tightrope style across them as they're going yard to yard to yard. So very chaotic. Before we break this whole thing down just a little bit more, because there's another part of this that's, you know, it's going to surprise you, but it's not going to surprise you. And I think it's part of this whole plan to dismantle law and order in this country. And there's a little bit more proof to it. It just keeps coming out more and more since the defund the police movement, which started in 2019. Now we're 5 years into this. And so I'm going to show you this guy's criminal record as well as some other criminal records that kind of show you what the effect of 2018, 2019 has had going into 2024. But first of all, ghostbed.com/wolfpack, sleep so good, it's scary. I just got an email today. Ghostbed is sending me the new massage topper to try it out for a big promotion for it and pre-order that comes out in May. Yo, a massaging bed topper.
You gonna demo it for us?
Oh, 100%. The whole episode just wrapped in this. I'm really, really, really excited about this whole new ghost bed topper. And they're gonna do pre-orders in May, which so I should have one any day now, and I'll let you guys know what that's about. Because I'm a big bed topper guy anyway. I love my ghost bed topper that I have, but I can't wait for this new one to come. So head over to ghostbed.com right now, site-wide, for all first responders, fans of the Wolfpack, 50% off site-wide. They absolutely love us over there. They got the cooling sheets, the adjustable base, all of the goodies and accoutrements. Conservative Ant and I will be doing some Ghost Bed promo stuff in May 2nd while we're down in Florida with the Anti-Hero Podcast After Party. By the way, it's a live podcast, live at Mulligan's Irish Pub in Kissimmee, Florida, Thursday. We have Joe Grimaldi coming on. We have Conservative Ant coming on. The Anti-Hero guys, of course, coming on. I'll be there. We have another jiu-jitsu guy from West Palm Beach, Florida. Got a bunch of thousands of followers. I'll be putting out a little promo here. I just need to get confirmation that he's coming. Go ahead,
Dude, this is so big that we have to actually limit the advertising on it at the event because we can't have too many people show up.
Yeah.
We're keeping it very organic for our, for everybody that, you know, supports us here on the podcast. And then at the event, we're just going to, I think we're just going to be like, yo, dude, by the way, we're going to pack out a pub.
But like, just invite your girlfriend, not you. Just have your, it's a girls only type sitch.
Just wait in the car.
But Anthony Ant is bringing up some Ghost Bed stuff. I'm bringing up some Ghost Bed stuff. We've got a separate Airbnb to do some Ghost Bed content in, so that'll be pretty fun. I think we're just gonna have a good weekend. I'm gonna take my kids to Disney on Tuesday, which will be cool. And listen, I'm staying with you. Ant has his own Airbnb.
Yeah, I was gonna say, man, what's going on? You guys are gonna do some Ghost Bed stuff in your Airbnb? Oh, yeah.
Like I did at your house. Remember when I did the Ghost Bed?
No, we didn't do no. We did Ghost Bed content. Yeah.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
You were sounding kind of gay, Eric.
I do jujitsu, so pretty gay. My wife has been slaying me on the jujitsu gay jokes lately. I mean, just absolutely, just
you look like a BJJ guy now though with that hair. I like it. It's fucking
yeah. The mullet's growing.
To be honest with you, if I saw you walk out, I'd be like, damn, I don't want to fight this dude.
I don't want to fight this guy. I don't want to fight me either.
You were pre Coley Flower ear. Like right
unless
there.
You, it's coming in. The Coley Flower ear's coming in. Actually, a guy touched my ear the other day and he said, oh, look at you. You're getting a little bubble. And I was like, and then we also have factormeals.com, which is why I'm so lean and jacked, because I'm up on that protein heavy 50 grams of protein at minimum per meal at factormeals.com. Meal planning to the next level, fresh, never frozen meals delivered right to your door, so that you don't have to eat like a peasant in your squad room. These guys, that you can go and choose from hundreds of their menu items. They got the breakfast shakes, they got the breakfast, all the things. And so whether you're trying to do calorie conscious and lose weight, protein heavy to gain weight, you're gonna do vegetarian, vegan, whatever it is that you want to do. Again, they're not frozen, delivered right to your door in a refrigerated package. They usually have some coupons too for some wine and stuff like that. You pop these in your microwave for 2 minutes, even those peasant style microwaves that you have at your first responder stations. Put them in there 2 minutes, and you've got a delicious meal that looks good. It looks clean, feel good, eat good, look good, sleep good. That's all mental health. That's what it's all about right there. Get all those things in order and you will be a better cop, better husband, better lover, better parent. Head over to factormeals.com, promo code Wolfpack50. That is factormeals.com/Wolfpack50 for 50% off. All right. Well, let's go back into Jaremy here. I have a theory. Do you have anybody in your beat? Ooh, let's start with a good story. Let's start with a juicy story. Do you have a moment where somebody was dying, a gang member was dying in front of you? Do you have any good stories of passing away gang members or pieces of shit that are dying in front of you?
I'm going to say on record, yes, that every victim of every crime is treated fairly, without bias. But yes, tons of gang members get shot. Shooters get shot that were the shooters 2 weeks prior are now getting shot. You know, and it is hard to develop the empathy that you talked about on scene with these people, but it's a job. Like,
almost have you ever told one of them to go to the light?
No. Just fucking do it. Just do it for all of us.
Dude, I went to this house of this guy who was a complete piece of shit, and he was a teenager, and he stole like 30 something cars over the summer.
Oh, that's so many reports, bro.
dude.
So much manpower.
It was like 36 cars. And it's because he lived across the street from this piece of shit gas station. And they would sit on the porch. And anytime somebody ran into the gas station and left their car on, they would run across the street, jump in the car, and just go. And we could never get secure custody orders on this guy. And we could never get him for anything. We just cut him back. Like, the courts just did not care. He was just too young and they didn't give a shit. Well, we got a call into his address, and I had a right. I had a, what's that?
Was he a juvenile or just a young teen?
Juvenile. 15, almost 16. I was counting the days till he turned 16. I had a rookie. The FTO had called in sick, and this was a rookie from another district, and they didn't have any FTOs, and I was FTO certified. And so they sent him over to me for the day in Southeast Raleigh. And there's, you know, a lot of guys that have never been, especially rookies, they only hear rumors of Southeast Raleigh. And so they're kind of scared to be there in the first place. They don't really have the right mindset to be there. This guy was a perfect example of that. And we get a call to this address where somebody had been shot in the neck at the address of this individual. And so we're driving to the call and I'm whispering, please be, I'm going to make up a name. Please be Jeremy. Please be Jeremy. Please be Jeremy. And the rookie driving, he's like, hey, what are you saying? And I was like, oh, there's this like 15-year-old kid that lives at this address and he's a huge piece of shit. And
I'm manifesting.
I'm hoping that it's him that got shot in the throat. And he was like, no, that's fucked up. So we get to the house. The mom is out wailing in the front yard, screaming around. We go into the house and I'm walking down the hallway. There's nobody in the house. And there he is, just gurgling, neck blown wide open, gun on the ground. He's shaking, doing the whole thing, just like it's chaos in there. And so I'm like, Raleigh, we're going to need EMS, you know, very quickly, blah, blah, blah. And I look out the window, I mean, out the door to make sure nobody's coming down the hallway. And it's just me and this rookie. And I lean down next to him and I go, just go to the light, man.
Body worn camera?
No.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, go to the light, buddy. Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. And the rookie was like, dude, this is fucked up. And he left. He like bailed out the door. He was like, this is fucked. Yeah. And so months and months later, I get this call and they're like, it's like 5 a.m. I'm on my way into work. And they were like, dude, how fucked are you? And I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, Jeremy is getting out of the hospital today. And I was like, dude, I watched that guy die like on the floor. Quit fucking with me. And they're like, nah, he's getting out of the hospital today. This is like months later. I get into the thing and we're in the locker room. They're like, dude, Jeremy coming back. And I was like, bro, what did y'all just wake up this morning and decide, you know, in the group chat that this was going to be a thing? Like, shut the fuck up. I watched that guy die. You guys are retarded. I get into roll call. They do roll call. And they're like, hey, there's a coming home party for Jeremy. It's going to be at such and such address, Tansy. Obviously you're going to need to be there. Make sure nothing, you know, gang stuff pops off there. Just be there as a show of presence, just to make sure it doesn't get out. There's going to be a big crowd. And I was like, Sarge, are you fucking serious? Like, I watched that guy die. Are you in on this joke? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. You need to be at that address at this time. And, yeah. So I was freaking out for a couple of weeks. Like, what if this dude remembers that? Is he going to like tell internal affairs? What would they even say? Like, how is this going to go down? Like, I was for sure he was going to die.
Yeah.
And he didn't die.
Did he remember? But
I don't think so. I never heard anything. Well, actually, we got a call a couple of weeks later that he was selling drugs out of his wheelchair in front of a business. And I pulled over and all the guys that were with him scattered. They ran and he was just sitting there, you know, doing the shake in his wheelchair. And I said, Jeremy, you ain't out here selling dope, are you, out of your wheelchair? And he went like this. And then I went, hey, Jeremy, remember that time you were playing with a gun and you shot your neck off and now you have to eat through a feeding tube? And then I rolled my window up and drove off.
Oh, good times, pre-body worn camera. You just want to, I want to say so much more. I fucking can't. I cannot say anything. I can't wait till the day where I can just talk with you freely about this shit.
He died about a month later from a bed sore that turned into MRSA on his ass.
And, do you ever wonder all the shit bags that you dealt with? Do you ever just sit back one day and hear a name, you hear it and go, oh, I wonder if that dude's still alive? Probably not.
Well, you know, recently I just saw one of them died. I was looking just randomly. I was on Wake County News and there was a stabbing in Raleigh. And I was like, no shit, you know, he's dead. Yeah. I think about it quite a bit, but you know that they're dead.
They have
you know what I mean? Like, you know that they're either in prison or dead.
Yeah, they're not retired.
Yeah, they didn't like, stop. They didn't just like wake up and find Jesus. But yeah, so long, gamer. All right. Well, in this case, going back to job, look, it's almost like a half day for me because I'm driving to Maryland right after this. And I'm so excited, even though Tim Pool is not going to say anything to me or even talk to me. Like, I'm still excited just to sit there and watch my kids do their thing. It's just, and if you guys want to see my kids in action, go to Boonies HQ on YouTube, hit subscribe to Boonies HQ, and it's called Tansy Bros. And they did like a whole little mini doc for the day of my kids on Boonies HQ. It's brand new, but it's, yeah, so it's Boonies, B-O-O-N-I-E-S HQ. So I'm really excited for that. So Smith's record includes an escape from prison in 2014, in which he and another inmate beat a detention officer and then fled the gate. He was eventually caught again and charged with crimes related to the escape. In 2013, he was arrested for discharging a firearm into a vehicle, pointing and presenting a firearm to a person, armed robbery, secondary burglary, and obtaining stolen goods. Now, let me tell you this. This is where it gets wackadoodle. Because if you are charged with discharging a firearm into a vehicle and pointing and presenting a firearm to a person, it means you shot at somebody inside of a car and didn't hit them. And this is what the DA decided to charge you. Why won't the DAs charge a guy like this with attempted murder?
I don't know if crime stat goes all the way up to the state prosecution, but I know the fact that when we crime stat, when they want to try and use this database to show that there is a lower numbers of attempted murders, they're going to break it down like that to go, oh my God, we had 20 less attempted murders this year, but yep, they had 20 more pointing in cars with guns. So, you know,
oh, good old crime stats. And the FBI just got caught. Like, they tried to say that violent crime is down around the country right now.
Did they really?
Yeah, on what planet? It's the thing is that, again, like what you said, is that they're not charging for like violent felonies. They're like, they're pleading all these things down. But somebody called them out. I actually think it was either the Washington Post or New York Post. It was one of the ones that was like shocking to me that like they went down and broke down the actual crime stat and called Biden and his Department of Justice, which is obviously weaponized, overtly weaponized. Even them coming out and saying that, you know, violent crime across the nation is going down. And it's just, you know, we see it. It's like, we're not stupid, folks. These politicians think we're stupid. It's actually bizarre. So anyway, 2013, that was that case. Officials said that Smith was considered armed and dangerous. He had multiple other felonies. Let me read this other article here. Had these articles in line. We got off topic. But Smith, 33, pleaded not guilty on this particular case. Not guilty to federal charges of carjacking resulting in death, causing death by discharge of a firearm during and in relation to a crime of violence, kidnapping resulting in death, being a prohibited person in possession of a firearm, possession of a stolen firearm, interstate transport of a stolen vehicle and firearm, and is still facing state charges in New Mexico, and he is held in federal custody, but he pled not guilty. So there we go. Good for him.
Yeah, not you guilty know what there. Would happen, like, if you got caught driving on a suspended license, they'd probably fucking send you to jail and make your bond fucking $100,000.
If I punched my wife in the face, I would be on a bond for $100,000.
Yeah, dude, DUI. No, the one crime with no intent. Not saying it's right. Not saying DUI is right at all. Right. It's really the one crime where most people go, I had no intention of doing that. But, you know, it's, I mean, oh, you're a fucking cop, former cop. Yeah, you'd be fucking They'd look to fucking hammer you.
Smith will continue to be held in federal custody, according to authorities in New Mexico. He's facing between 10 years to life in prison on firearms charges. Federal prosecutors are also considering the death penalty for carjacking resulting in the death. On Tuesday, a federal judge agreed to keep him in custody because of his lengthy criminal history of violence. Here's the thing. Who gets to be held accountable for this lengthy criminal history of violence that ended in the killing of a paramedic and a cop?
The only people that are going to eat anything in this chain, in this line of people who've been dealing with him, is the street cop that took him down. They're going to have some kind of punishment because they said fuck. Or they 100. Said that's the only people. There's nobody else in this line of what would you call that? Like a timeline of fuck ups, the state, the fucking prison system, the judges, nobody. It's just kind of like how if you were going to a line of doctors and then one doctor finally said, Eric, you've had cancer for 7 years. We can't save you, bud. I don't know how all these doctors missed it. Nothing's going to happen to them because of negligence, right? They negligently saw you, didn't see what one doctor finally saw. As a cop, I mean, as a street cop, if I missed a gun and that gun went and killed somebody else, I might not be facing criminal charges, but my career is over. I will be fired. I will be, you know, I will be the scapegoat, the face they put on why that happened, because I'm an expendable street cop. Expendable.
100% right. I can't argue there. I do like the end of this case. I'm glad that Smith met his demise. You know, if you're a law enforcement officer, man, this is the standard. And I think these New Mexico police officers did a great, fantastic job. The professionalism, 100% professionalism. Yeah, they said fuck a few times and they're going to pay for that, unfortunately, which is stupid, but it's true. And which is why recruiting is so low. But we gave you beards.
But we gave you beards. The swearing is getting so bad. It's so ridiculous. Dude. I know a guy, right, that was in his car. He sees a suspicious vehicle go by. This cop decides, I'm going to pull this car over. The car flees. Very common thing. Without violent felony charges, you can't pursue, which is usually around, you know, it's the case around the country. I go like this on my body-worn camera. You see me stop the car, turn off my emergency equipment, and I go, as I turn around per policy, I go, oh, I'm saying I, shit, but it was me. Surprise. I said, fuck. I got verbally counseled for that. And some people will say, just it's a verbal counseling. Who cares? The progression in 5 years, this will be on paper for the next cop that says fuck when somebody runs from him under his breath to himself. It's just.
Yeah. I mean, like I told you, I had to go to anger management because I said, God, I hate people all by myself in my car on a body camera audit. When I was talking to my wife on the phone, I said, man, I hate people. And they made me go to 3 weeks of anger management, you know, saying that even though I'm probably like the least mad person. Anyways, somebody just entered the chat, says suckers. I don't know what we're sucking on today, but good to have you in here, Brendan.
If Brendan, we did, it would be on a ghost bed.
Oh, I would totally do it on a ghost bed. Brendan from Central Florida. Pretty specific. Do you trust Brendan's or Brandon's?
Brendan's are usually fucking pricks.
Crazy. They're crazy ones. Yeah, it's like the Ashleys with the LEYs. The LEIGHs are pretty normal. Met
a Brendan that was cool? They're usually fucking assholes.
Yeah. Brendan's can be, Brendan's are always a little bit on the weird side. Yeah. Oh, Brendan are the crazy ones. Is that what he's saying? Oh, he's Brendan, not Brendan. Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess, man, Brendan, where do we stand on Brendan? Like
Jarami
Smith from today's episode. Jarami.
Brendan, don't commit any crimes because we're going to find you based off your first name.
Says yes, you asshole. Oh, sorry. Listen, I used to arrest a guy named Brain Kennedy, and he would always be like, it's Brian. I'd be like, no, you're government name is Brain Kennedy. Your mom spelled your fucking up. Name wrong.
Dude, and there used to be Lamangelo.
Orangelo. Lamangelo and Orangelo.
Yeah, bro. They were brothers. Did you have
Lemon Jello and Orange Jello? I just heard the story. I've like heard the rumors of the two. Yeah. How about LaDasha? You ever heard LaDasha?
No.
LA-AH. La-dash-a.
LaDasha.
Yeah, her name is LA with a dash and then AH. La-dash-a.
I don't think anything beats Lemon Jello.
Lemon Jello and Orange Jello. Rogelo Lamangelo.
Demon. I've stopped out with you guys named Demon. I mean, your name is Demon, like Demon, like bro. That says Demon.
Dude, I caught a. I served a warrant on a chick, and her name was Relentless. And she said, "How did you guys find me?" And I went just like this. A relentless pursuit. Boom. Her name was Relentless. How did you guys catch me? How'd you know I was here? A relentless pursuit. And she was like, oh, you got jokes. Oh, you got jokes. I thought that what if we named our kid like Neosporin? Like Neosporin? Neosporin? Yeah. Be a good ghetto name. Good hood name. Hood names have always made me laugh, though. Always. It's
because you're like, what the fuck was the mom thinking? Like Brain. And you know that fucking they saw that certificate. They're like, Brain, you want to name your kid Brain? No, Brian. Brian.
Yeah, it's called. Oh. Yeah, it's pronounced Brain.
Is she saying Brain? Brian. Yeah.
Brain.
Like, can you enunciate, please, for once in your life, because it might matter to your son's the rest of his life. Motherfucker, I said Brian. Okay, saying Brain. Put Brain on the paper.
Put Brain on the paper. But I mean, even the woman that this guy shot was, sadly, she was a paramedic and everything, but it was hard to, her name's hard to remember. It's Phoenicia Machado Foray. Phoenicia, like Phoenician. Phoenicia, Phoenesia. Phoenicia. I couldn't be a school teacher. My brother says it all the time. That's why he likes those Keenan Peele skits.
Jake Quellen.
He says it's like that. He's like, you can't be right. Like if you say Jacqueline, they will be like, no, it's Jake Quellen. And you're like, fuck, you know? And it's like, he's like, that skit makes him laugh so hard. Cause I guess, I don't know if I think he's a middle school teacher, but yeah, he says the name. Well,
now,
thing.
Now my sister's a middle school teacher. Now you have to respect their gender of choice.
Oh, like the pronoun.
I mean, in North Carolina, but I don't think here in Florida we deal with that shit.
No, you know what? Not in Johnston County, North Carolina. They don't goof around with fucking misgender and shit. But they call everybody just Cupcake up here, darling. Hey, Cupcake, come on in here, darling.
And say no sweet tea, please. You might as well leave the fucking establishment.
Why would you like? Why? What kind of tea would you order?
And I have iced tea, and they're like, "Yeah, you can have a fucking my balls dunked in your sweet tea. That's what you get."
Yeah, where would you order? I don't think there is any other kind of tea in North Carolina.
There is. You can't find iced tea.
Yeah, North yeah, what and they call hot dogs wieners here. So if you try to order like a hot dog, they're like, "You want a wiener,
dude?" They're like, yeah. When I went to visit you in Raleigh,
mm-hmm.
the food there, the culture is like, I've never seen, like, I've been to like, you know, you go to like places like New Orleans, you get like, oh, this, and you go to this and you get that. Raleigh is just like if a barbecue pit was a city, it'd be Raleigh.
Well, you know, you're in New York, you're in a suburb of New York, Florida. Florida's just like it's a suburb of New York. North Carolina is still the South. You go to Florida and it's like they've blended the accents. So it's like, you want a hot dog, y'all? And you're like, wait, what?
If you could mix Puerto Rico, no, let's say if you can mix
Cuba
and New York together with a little bit of Arkansas, that's Florida.
Yeah, yeah, little Louisiana white trash. Yeah, yeah. Like little Alabama sprinkled in there. But yeah, mainly New York. Yeah, that's Florida. So yeah, North Carolina is still like the real South. Matter of fact, like right down the road on 95 is this massive like 50-foot rebel flag flying on the side of the highway with a big Constantina wire fence around it, and it flies. I mean, it's like a 50-foot
probably private land, right? I've seen it.
Yeah. Big, massive rebel flag. I think they have like, man, it doesn't get more south than North Carolina. You know, it's
what's that place at the border, south of the border?
Yeah, south of the border, which, you know, I think, yeah, dude, there's never, I've been going there for like 13 or 14 years. We ate at one of the restaurants there. We were the only people in the restaurant. I've never seen anybody else out south of the border. It has to be some kind of like
smuggling front. Yeah.
It's got to be like some kind of smuggling front, weird, you know, because it's the halfway point between New York and Florida.
Well, here's another thing that cigarette smuggling is actually a real thing. People smuggling, you go to buy a pack of cigarettes in New York, it's like triple the price you buy them in North Carolina. So people smuggle cigarettes on pallets, and that's illegal. You can't do that on state lines. So there's a lot of fronts for that, because I mean, it's fucking cigarettes. Who cares? It's not like it's fucking black tar heroin. It's not like it's,
dude, human. I got put on a special like little task, special project, and we were going after Lucy cigarette sales with the ATF.
And then Eric Garner happened. Everybody's like, oh shit, just let him sell fucking cigarettes.
Because of the Lucy's, I was like, wait, what are we doing? It was like the agent was like, we've got but I mean, to be fair, if you're selling Lucy's, like the guy that we took down, not only was he selling Lucy's, but he was also selling food stamps, and you know, crime begets crime. So it's like, it's not just Lucy. They're not just out there slinging Lucy cigarettes. Yeah. It's Lucy cigarettes. And
there's a link between, a lot of people don't understand why we care about steroids. There's actually a link between the steroid sales world and murder for hire.
Oh, I believe it.
Weird link to that, where like guys that their rap sheets have all been, you know, distribution of narcotics, but it's, you know, steroids, and then they're getting charged with murder for hire. So do you think Jerami is going to face the death penalty or no? Actually get it?
No,
me neither. He gave up. He didn't shoot it out with the cops,
and he came across retarded. You know what I mean? Please don't kill me. You know what I mean? So I think he's gonna play that card, like mental illness card. I don't think he'll get the death penalty. I think he should get the death penalty. Don't get me wrong. What do you guys think in the chats? Armory Knight, Murphy 30, Will Craig, Dustin, yes or no on the death penalty? Do you think he deserves a death penalty? And then give me a follow-up question. Do you think he'll get it? I don't know. Give you guys a second to answer. I got two more minutes.
He didn't shoot it out with police. Lets us know that he does value his life. And he's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever thought about if, like, you were going to be on trial and you were like, I don't want to fucking go to prison. Just fucking make me fall asleep slowly. Like, I would take the death penalty.
Yeah.
And I think once you say, hey, I want the death penalty, they go, oh shit, he's not fit, because that's not normal to want that. And then you don't get the death penalty anyways.
I want to die.
I thought this through.
Well, thoughts and prayers to Ja Remy. Hopefully, you know, he falls off the balcony in the prison or something fun like that. I always, you know, you got to be kind and courteous, but I'm not a cop anymore, so I don't have to be. I can say whatever I want, and I wish death upon him. And my condolences go out to Phoenicia and Justin Hare, and just such a sad case. What's that?
Is he going up on your list of people that are still alive?
No, my list is people who are not incarcerated.
Oh, okay.
It's evil people who are still walking around.
Got away with it.
Hillary Clinton, or just the Clintons, like Bill and Hillary, mainly for the Boys on the Tracks case, even though I believe there's more cases, but definitely the Boys on the Track. OJ is now off the list because he's dead, but he was on my list. Casey Anthony, she's right there at the top, dude. Like,
would you have Casey Anthony on your show?
Yeah, I absolutely would. Yeah, 100%.
You're a man. You are a man of morals and integrity. I've asked. We've talked about having people on the network and on the show, and you said, you know, it would be great for ratings, but I can't sleep at night. I have to look myself in the mirror, and I can't, you know, there's just certain things for entertainment value.
I want to talk to Casey Anthony just to let her know that we all know that she's a piece of shit.
So it wouldn't be like a What's your side of the story? It'd be like,
no, fuck no. I already know her side of the story. I've already heard her side of the story. If she wanted to come on this podcast, I would eat her alive and make her hang up early. It would not be for ratings. I would be like, you fucking killed her. Just tell me you killed her. Like, why are you beating around the bush? Like, you're not going to get in trouble for it now. It's like double jeopardy. Just say it. Just say, I killed my daughter. My actions killed my, I would like, that's how I would do that until she hung up. I mean, same with like Joel Osteen or anything like that. I'd press him.
I want to know something before we go. I saw this the other day and I thought I wanted to ask you your opinion on it as far as ethics.
Okay.
1994, I think it was, when Howard Stern got a call from a serial killer. I'm sure John and Kendra have actually done this case. It's a serial killer that called into the Howard Stern show. And it, even as a listener, you're like, this guy's legit. The FBI was like, this guy knew things that there's no way, we didn't release him to the public. Like, it's him. And a lot of people stopped listening to Howard Stern because Howard just utilized it and said, you know what, let's play it. And they listened to him on air, and Howard had like no sympathy when he said like, oh, I hit a woman with a hammer and killed her. And he was like, oh yeah. Like being Howard Stern. And what's your take on that? If somebody were to call in live, be like, I'm a serial killer, would you just be like, you piece of shit, hang up now? Or would you?
No, I would play along with it just to help the cops out. You know what I mean?
Would you use it for ratings?
I mean, if a serial killer calls in on your show, it doesn't matter if you hang up on him or you let him talk for an hour. It's going to be the same ratings.
No. If it blew up, if you were the podcast that the fucking such and such
killer, serial killer called us right now and said, I'm a serial killer. I killed this person. Da 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 da. And I said, okay, fuck you. I'm out. That right there is going ultra super viral. 15 million hits on that video. If he stays and talks for an hour, 15 million views.
The long form content though was what would make it. It just let us know in the live chats. Have you ever killed somebody?
If you're a serial killer, could you call us? Either way, the ratings are going to go through the roof.
We should start up. Ah, I knew it.
My producer just jumped on. Dead leg. Well played, sir. Brendan says, we knew you were a serial killer because of your name spelling. Like, anybody that spells their name like that is a serial killer. Brendan. Brendanowitz. Do war crime counts as Dustin? We're getting a lot of confessions here. Like, maybe we shouldn't have put that out there. This is escalating real quick.
Yeah.
I just got real uncomfortable with the war crimes. And no, I'm just kidding. I never committed any war crimes. Except maybe, I don't know, like tying an MRE to the back of the truck and making starving kids chase it all day long only to cut it loose and it be a pork MRE.
Even those kids are like, fuck this. Veggie omelet, motherfucker.
That is a war crime. All the masturbating inside of porta potties, if that's a war crime, then guilty. If masturbating in the turret while your buddies are beneath you sleeping, guilty.
We can laugh because they don't know.
Maybe you jizzed in one of their boots and they'll never know about it. Wait, what? I'm just kidding. I never did that. All right, guys. What a fun half day. Like I said, we don't normally do follow-ups, but I thought that Jeremy Smith brought up a lot of good points. Plus, I knew I was going to be so excited to go on this trip right now that I wouldn't be able to do it. So, yeah, listen to Tim Pool on Monday or Tuesday. Maybe he says something about the kids or I don't know. Shit. You never know, but it's a really fun podcast. Go and follow Boonies HQ, doing lots of great things for the conservatives. I don't even want to say they're doing things for the conservative side of skateboarding. They're just keeping skateboarding not pussies anymore.
I like what you said, counterculture. It's
counterculture,
It's become what skateboarding is.
Right.
Is fucking, you can't have a, I mean, in theory, I know we're trying to get off here, but in theory, think about it. A skate park makes no fucking sense. When a skateboarder is like, I want to skate wherever the hell I want to skate. Now that you gave me a skate park, and I get skate parks are amazing because they're custom built for that stuff. But just the theory of like, okay, well, a skate park, I'm going to be confined to this and I'm not allowed, like, you know.
Right. I just saw a tweet the other day that said skateboarding is a crime. Skateboarding is not an Olympic sport because now it's an Olympic sport and it's it's not a crime. Somebody made sure
to make it fucking
like yeah, too mainstream. But you know, and that's the crazy thing about skate parks is like scooter kids and like the parents who are just dropping off the kids that want to just like play around on their scooters and their bikes, and it's hard to like get serious about skateboarding with this kind of like weird like, oh, it's inclusive, it's for everybody. And then you've got like these like gay days at the skate park that these like gay takeovers where they put up like a big gay pride flag and they play the big gay music, which is techno. And
I was about to ask you what gay music is. It's
a brrr. All right, man. I had a good time with you today. What's next on Antihero?
Shit, we have a guest where her dad was the cop, the fucking SWAT cop, the fucking street crimes guy. Kind of went nuts, lost his marbles, got hooked on fentanyl, arrested multiple times, and is now in an uphill battle for his mental health. So,
oh my gosh. Man, you guys are just putting out banger after banger. I'm excited. Head over to Antihero Podcast. Give it a listen today. Share this out with a friend. Hit that like and subscribe button. Please give Antihero and Failure to Stop 5-star rating and reviews on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you are consuming audio. Let's help Antihero grow on the charts. They are on the... What were you guys last? Top. You were number 49? Yeah, 149?
We were 122.
122. And we're going to check it again here. Before we leave, let me check it real quick. No, I can't do it that fast. We'll check it. Look for an update. We'll see how far they've climbed up on the charts. If they've climbed on the charts, it's all because of you guys. It's all because of you guys leaving those 5-star ratings and reviews, liking, subscribing it, sharing it with friends. So their accomplishments are you guys' accomplishments, and you guys should be super proud of that and share with all your friends. And so we'll see you guys here next week. Guns up and giddy up.